your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
First of 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. I'm Joe. Gracie also here. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It feels a little bit more like summer than fall, so don't really love that, but doing good. Happy tomorrow's Friday.
Happy tomorrow's Friday. A lot of sunshine in the forecast over the next 3 days at least, so weekend looks absolutely great here as we count down the days until October. We will hear today from both Travis and Jason Kelce about what is going on with Travis and Taylor Swift. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Gracie's reaction. We have Thursday Night Football tonight, the 49ers and the Giants, and just a lot happening here, especially out in Washington with President Zelensky in town. We have conversations from Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, over the spending bill, calling out the staunch conservative Republicans. I would assume Congressman Matt Gaetz in that group. So we will hear from him over the next half hour here as we get into our national headlines here in just a moment. We do start with our top three stories here, and starting with Ukraine today, as the Biden administration is rolling out a new package of military aid for Ukraine.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment. This administration's...
That's my bad. I cut that out a little too soon. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it will include significant air defense capabilities. Ukraine is currently carrying out a counteroffensive to try to recapture territory.
Also, police confirmed that one person died and over 40 were hurt after a charter bus carrying a high school marching band crashed in New York. Five of those injured are juveniles in critical condition.
Now, I don't really get to talk to all of them. One of my friends, like, his leg was all hurt. And the one that faces our buddy, she just sent us a picture of her in the ambulance, basically.
The bus was carrying the Farmingdale High School marching band, and it rolled down a highway about 70 miles north of New York City.
Yeah, reports were that they were heading to band camp in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So emergency crews still on the scene there. Hopefully everybody is okay who was injured. Also here locally, one of our top three stories is that D.R. Horton pulling out of negotiations with Escambia County over the OLF aid property in Beulah. County Administrator Wes Marino.
Everybody seems to be concerned about the master plan and the design specifications and allowable uses. They seem to unanimously, we just don't think it's going to be financially achievable for us to be successful. So that's going to be a challenge. It's something that we need to make some decisions about internally.
And Marino says the county will remain optimistic that a suitable developer will jump in, although D.R. Horton reportedly had been the only developer that really had a serious interest. Of course, last month the county received a letter of interest from Tampa-based Eisenhower Property Group, but Marino says they really haven't shown any serious interest since then. So we wait and see what the future holds for the OLF 8 property. 4:15 right now. We'll get traffic and weather together before more in our local headlines.
Well, roadways are looking good right now. No major slowdowns on I-10 or I-110. We do have some afternoon traffic on Pine Forest that's a little bit heavier than usual. If you're heading northbound on Pine Forest, you're actually going to see those slowdowns before you get to the interstate off of Stratford Road is where things will start to slow down, and it is slow moving until you get to 9 Mile Road in the northbound direction. Again, that's on Pine Forest. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays in 98 in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. Checking in clear, but we do have some typical afternoon traffic. If you're leaving Hurlburt Field, heading into Windhaven Beach, expect some delays already. If you see something else on the roads, please call at 850-2626-111. That's a traffic line number. For weather, we do have a small chance of rain for tonight. It's just at 30%. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we do have some light rain. rain going throughout our area. Ensley getting some rain as well as Beulah. But other than that, looking pretty good. Again, call to the traffic line if you have any details. It's 86 in cloudy throughout Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. And by the way, the text line always open, 850-437-1620. Continuing to look towards our local headlines, of course, just a few days now, 2 days, until the big move for Baptist Hospital's Legacy Campus as they move everything over to the state-of-the-art facility on Brent Lane. So the hospital says that all patients are being moved over on Saturday, and all patients will have an ambulance with a police escort. So a busy day not only for Baptist, but Escambia Sheriff and Pensacola Police.
We've had our traffic unit in constant communication with the folks at Baptist. I know the Pensacola Police Department and the Sheriff's Office, they're both of our traffic units. We've actually practiced this. We've had tabletops on this. And it should go, you know, pretty much according to a plan.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says at least a dozen deputies will be on special duty Saturday, and he expects roughly the same amount of help from Pensacola Police as well. Over in Foley, a man accused of calling 911 and threatening to cause a shooting. That, according to WPMI, 22-year-old Dylan Green charged with a first-degree felony charge of terrorist threat. Investigators say yesterday, Green called 911, told a dispatcher that he was armed and going to cause a shooting. Foley police responded to the Meadowbrook Apartments and found no threat. Green was booked into the Baldwin County Jail today, being held now on no bond. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city remains on track to buy the Pensacola Motor Lodge later this year for the purpose of converting it to affordable housing. He says they recently received the latest environmental report that confirmed the property was free of asbestos.
We're still in due diligence at this point, but barring anything unforeseen with these final environmental tests, which again, we don't expect anything. That was the big one. We were worried about some of the materials used to build and, you know, old structures that we would proceed with the sale.
The city back in June offered to buy the property for $855,000, assuming all other environmental reports come back clean. They hope to wrap up the purchase by mid-November. Tickets going on sale tomorrow morning for single game tickets for the Ice Flyers and tomorrow at 10 a.m. same time, the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, which returns to Pensacola's Ashton-Brosnahan Park October 29th through November 5th. That's Sunday to Sunday. Tickets on sale at secticketoffice.com. You have all tournament passes available for $40. Individual sessions range from $7 for students and military up to $12 for adults. Championship game tickets are $12 and $17. And also, kids 12 and under wearing a soccer jersey on the opening day, Sunday, October 29th, and that Tuesday, the 31st, will get in free with a paying adult. So pretty cool. I know that I believe this is the second of either a 3 or 4 year agreement that Pensacola has with the SEC on this. The SEC says that last year's tournament at Ashton-Brosnahan set records for attendance, so I know they're very happy with how things went a year ago, so obviously hoping for a bigger turnout this year. And I think it was $2.5 million local impact that the tournament had last year on the community, so obviously seems like a win-win right now. Hopefully we host the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament for many years to come. 420 now at News Radio 92.3. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. News Radio 92.3.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson goes down. Sack.
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield. Punt. Touchdown. FSU.
Rolling to his left. They're going to throw. End zone. Picked off. Game over.
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good in-depth conversation with the president of Baptist Hospital, Brett Aldridge, about the move coming up on Saturday, what that's going to mean for folks. Key takeaway, by the way, is that the old emergency room stops taking patients and operating at 3 a.m. The new one opens at 3 a.m. because by law you can only have one in operation. You can't have in multiple locations. Lots of other stuff from that interview. You can listen to the whole thing at newsradio923.com on the podcast page for the Pensacola Morning News.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie taking you through your Thursday afternoon. We're going to start off with a look at the roads, I-10 and I-110. Not showing any major slowdowns, but we do have some slight delays. That's going to be in between Pine Forest and 29 if you're heading in the westbound direction. So again, right after you get past 29, you'll start seeing some slowdowns right there. It does clear up before you get to Pine Forest. Typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. And we do have an accident on Highway 90 in Pace. This is going to be right in front of the Home Depot off of Spear Street. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but do keep that in mind. And then also on I-10 in the eastbound direction, there is a small accident that's going to be going right over Blackwater River Bridge throughout Milton. So just keep that in mind. That's again on I-10 in the eastbound direction, right on the bridge. If you see anything else or have any other details, please call the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to have a great rest of the week and also into the weekend. But tonight, we do have some chances of rain. It's just at 30%. Right now, we do have some areas of rain throughout our area. So we have some rain going throughout Beulah right now, also north of Pensacola Ferry Pass area has a little bit of rain, and then also a small patch throughout Milton. So we do have some scattered storms. It should just, you know, be some light rain in and out. But if you do see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. As we turn our attention to state headlines today, we start with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement today saying that two people who ran the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence are now in jail on charges of grand theft and fraud. Tiffany Carr and Patricia Duarte are accused of fraudulently awarding themselves PTO by using grant money that was intended to help fund domestic violence shelters around the state. They're accused of scheming together to steal more than $3.7 million in inflated salaries and vacations.
Also, the Florida Supreme Court will not block the execution of the man who killed two people on the same day in Northwest Florida. Justices anonymously rejected the argument that Michael Zack should be spared on the death penalty because of a fentanyl alcohol syndrome. Back in 1996, Zack killed two women in Northwest Florida, one in Okaloosa County, and then killed Raven Smith on Pensacola Beach.
Police in Alachua County say a 10-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister stole their mother's car and drove 3 hours away because they were before they were stopped, that is. That happened at around 3:50 this morning on I-75. Cops say because the car was reported stolen, they initiated a high-risk traffic stop, and they were stunned to see the kids get out.
I don't think I even could drive a golf cart at 10 years old.
Yeah, that's... Well, you think,
hours.
I mean, yeah, no, I generally agree with that, but it being 3:30 in the morning,
yeah,
obviously a lot less traffic on the roads, but still, 10-year-old boy. But I guess, you know, I mean, video games these days are so realistic, and, you know, maybe he's been driving, you know, playing F1 or NASCAR, and so he's got kind of a feel for how the steering wheel goes,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Or tall enough to reach the pedals. also in state headlines, the building where the deadly Parkland school shooting took place is going to come down next summer. The school district provided an update earlier today saying that Stoneman Douglas High School's 200 building was going to be demolished right immediately after the school year.
Attorney General Ashley Moody trying to ban a dietary supplement that's blamed for 5 deaths nationwide. She filed an emergency rule to ban the product that is sold under the names Pegasus, Tiane, I believe, and Zaza Red. Officials say it can mimic the effects of opioids and is highly addictive as well. Take a look at our national headlines. An autopsy revealing that the man who died after being punched at the Patriots game Sunday night suffered from a medical issue. The autopsy indicates Dale Mooney did not die from a traumatic injury. The cause, though, remains undetermined, pending further study. As of now, no charges have been filed.
The Senate has confirmed 3 top military appointments. They voted to confirm General Randy George to be the chief of staff of the Army, and General Eric Smith, the commandant of the Marine Corps. So General C.Q. Brown was also confirmed to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Also, for the second time this week, the House failing to move forward with the proposed defense spending bill. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's frustrating in the sense that I don't understand why anybody votes against bringing the idea and having the debate. And then you got all the amendments that you don't like the bill. This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. That doesn't work.
Wanting to build the whole place down. McCarthy says the Democratic majority in the Senate has warned that a bill filled with conservative priorities will never make it to the president's desk. Of course, the deadline for the government shutdown, September 30th.
Also, former President Trump says Republicans will lose elections next year if they don't support exceptions to the ban on abortion.
You have to remember, for decades, other Republican candidates raised money and gave speeches. They did everything, but they always failed for year after year.
He says it's very difficult to win elections without exceptions, and Trump has been criticized for calling exceptions to abortion bans for rape, incest, and to protect the mother's health.
And also, authorities in Indianapolis say a homicide suspect was accidentally released from a detention center. The hunt is on now to find him. Kevin Mason mistakenly released due to faulty records review by staff. 4:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up next. We're back with a look at sports tonight on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Matt Napolitano. President Biden welcoming Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House today.
Mr. President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, has inspired the world, literally inspired the world with their determination to defend these principles.
President Zelensky earlier today meeting with congressional leaders as some lawmakers lean away from providing further aid for Ukraine. Meantime, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy frustrated with hardline Republicans after another vote to forward a defense funding bill falls short.
This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down.
The House adjourning through Tuesday, but some members will remain on the Hill to work on a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Worries about rising Treasury yields and a potential government shutdown weighed on investors today. Stocks ending broadly lower. The S&P 500 shed 72 points. The Dow Industrials lost 370, and the NASDAQ Composite tumbled 245, or 1.8%. Job growth may have slowed, but there don't seem to be a whole lot of layoffs right now. The Labor Department said today that first-time claims for jobless benefits declined last week by 20,000 to 201,000, an eight-month low. The resilient job market and economy in general is making it tougher for inflation to get down to the Federal Reserve's desired level. Even though door-to-door trick-or-treating has cooled somewhat, Halloween gets bigger and bigger every year. The National Retail Federation says we'll drop a record $12.2 billion next month on candy, costumes, and decorations, about $108 a piece on average. This year's popular costumes for adults: Barbie, witches, vampires, and Batman. For kids, Spider-Man, princesses, and ghosts. That's Your Money Now.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. The Bears crammed a season's worth of drama into a few hours on Wednesday. First, their embattled quarterback, Justin Fields, admitted he's been playing like a robot, partly because coaches have been inundating him with too much information. Then their defensive coordinator resigned unexpectedly, not to mention they placed their left tackle on injured reserve. Oh, by the way, they traveled to Arrowhead on Sunday. What a day and what a mess. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony, and I'm on fire. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love tonight's matchup. New York-San Francisco is a monster, side and total. New York-San Francisco, critical information confirmed, plus college football. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0 free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. New York, San Francisco is huge. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. I love to go 5-0 or the season free. Call the recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience news team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Having a great Thursday. It is Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, hour number one of Pensacola Right Now. Going to start off with a look at the roads, and then Joe's going to let us know what's going on with sports. We have a couple football games tonight, so that's exciting, but we'll get the whole rundown in just a bit. We're looking good with I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. Those slowdowns throughout Pensacola in the westbound direction near 29 have cleared up. Still some slight slowdowns due to an accident on I-10 in the eastbound direction. That's going to be over Blackwater River Bridge, but nothing too bad. We also still have some slight delays on Highway 90 throughout Pace. That's going to be off of Spear Street due to an accident right in front of the Home Depot, but not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get a real quick update from WEAR.
After a few hit and miss showers over the last day or so, we've got dry weather that's going to be settling back into the area for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, the weekend looks absolutely beautiful. So sunny skies, all clear in the skies. Highs will run mainly in the upper 80s, and overnight lows will be down between 65 and 70. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have some scattered storms throughout our area, but other than that, we're looking good. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. I did just want to let you know this, and we just put out a News Radio text alert. You may have gotten that, but if you didn't, according to the Santa Rosa Press Gazette, a firearm discovered at Avalon Middle School today. Parents were notified by an automated call from middle school principal Joe Trujillo. This after administrators were alerted that a student possibly had a firearm in their possession. A search was conducted and a weapon was retrieved. That's all the information that we have on that right now. But again, just wanted you to be aware of that. So again, good to work out of Santa Rosa Press Gazette, breaking that here within the last half hour. Taking a look at what's happening in sports headlines today. Yes, we do have week three kicking off for Thursday night football. Out in the Bay Area, San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Giants. I believe the spread's around like 10.5 points, so odds makers not thinking this is going to be a very close game. I tend to agree. That starts at 7:15 exclusively on Amazon Prime tonight. Bad news for the Cowboys today. Star cornerback Trevon Diggs suffering a season-ending torn ACL during practice today. Also, the Panthers say rookie quarterback Bryce Young likely not going to be in the lineup against the Seahawks this Sunday due to an ankle injury. Andy Dalton is expected to be the starter. In college notes, athletic directors speaking in Washington this week, And Congress is being urged to step in and make major changes to college sports.
The current model is not sustainable, and that we all desire to see student athletes competing under the same fundamental and enforceable rules.
And there was a hearing on name, image, and likeness yesterday. Athletic directors are asking the federal government to create standardized contracts and a national registry of agents. Major League Baseball tonight, a bit of a not too many teams in action, so a bit of a quiet night here. On Fox tonight, you will get either the Orioles, Guardians, or Mets and the Phillies at 6:15. The Braves in Washington taking on the Nationals at 6:05. The Marlins are off today, and the Rays beat the Angels 5-4. Health, business, and science notes today. The chair of Fox Corporation and Fox News stepping down. In a letter to Fox colleagues yesterday, or today rather, Rupert Murdoch announced he will become chairman emeritus for both companies effective in November. The 92-year-old also announced his son Lachlan will take over as chair of both Fox Corporation and Fox News.
Also, the number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment claims last week dropped by 20,000 to 201,000 people. The Labor Department says that the figures are the lowest since January and well below the predicted amount of 225,000.
Pretty interesting story from North Carolina, where a woman is suing Google because her husband died after driving off a collapsed bridge when following directions using Google Maps. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of negligence. It argues that Philip Paxton was following Google Maps directions through an unfamiliar neighborhood last September. The suit claims the Maps app directed him to cross a bridge that had collapsed back in 2013.
Also, Americans are going to have access to more free COVID-19 home tests. The Department of Health and Human Services says that the government is relaunching a program to provide free tests. Households can order 4 tests from covidtests.gov starting on September 25th.
Also, a new study suggests a link between diet soda and autism. Researchers at the University of Texas found that pregnant moms who drink one can a day were more likely to give birth to a child who was on the spectrum.
Even though we don't have 100% proof of causality, I would hope they would avoid using these products.
And Dr. Sharon Fowler says the sugar substitute aspartame has been also linked to cancer in different studies as well.
Also, the ice cream company Bluebell is looking for a new leader. The CEO, Ricky Dickerson, says that he is retiring. It took charge after a breakout in 2015 that led to 3 people dying, and he led the overhaul of the company's safety efforts.
Gracie, I think you asked, was it maybe Monday, how long the writers and actors strike may last?
Yeah.
Well, one of them could be over as soon as today. The Writers Guild of America strike is apparently close to ending, according to CNBC, as writers and producers met face-to-face yesterday and are apparently close to an agreement. The strike has gone on for over 100 days, leaving production of TV shows and movies on hold.
Yeah, I hope it ends soon just because not to be...
Get the regular programming back?
Yeah, get the regular programming and, like, I feel like we're going to start seeing them run out of things that are going to... They're going to start making stuff again. So next summer, the movies are going to get pushed back or whatever. So, I mean, we will see. Also, in some pop culture notes, real quick before traffic on the fives, the actor Angus Cloud's death is being attributed to an accidental drug overdose. So the Euphoria actor died on July 31st, just a week after his father was buried. Among the drugs in his system at the time, it includes meth, cocaine, and fentanyl. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. And then, of course, we have some Taylor Swift news and pop culture. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. 29, no major slowdowns as well. Typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. See anything else, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather, we're going to have a beautiful Friday, beautiful weekend. Today has been really nice, but we do have some scattered storms throughout our area. So that's just a little bit, some late rain throughout Milton, some light rain throughout Beulah, Molino currently getting some rain. So just keep that in mind. If it is raining in your area, it won't last too long. So it should just kind of be patchy rain throughout the rest of tonight. If you see anything else, again, traffic line is 850-262-6111. Also, just to keep in mind, at the Pine Forest exit on I-10, there is some slowdowns in the eastbound direction. So just keep that in mind. That is due to a disabled vehicle on the side of the road, it looks like. Hmm. So again, if you see anything else or have details, call the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, so we are going to hear from both Jason and Travis Kelce, both speaking on the rumors that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are quietly hanging out. Jason spoke to WIP in Philly this morning.
Tony kind of blindsided me with that question on Thursday night, and I, I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life, and I try to like keep his business kind of his business,
sure,
and stay out of that world. But having said that, man, I think he's doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes a mile down.
So he hits everybody with the
that's excellent.
He hits everybody with the it's 100% true. No, I'm joking. I don't know. All right. So now we have Travis on Pat McAfee's show this afternoon.
Everyone thinks he's Ian Rappaport of my dating relationship.
Boom.
Please, everybody, stop asking my brother about.
We didn't ask. Want to let you know.
Nope.
We did not ask. We did not ask to put him in that
situation. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate that.
You hate this? You hate that this is happening, though?
Yeah.
You hate that it's happening?
No, I mean, it's life, baby. It's life. I threw it out there. I threw the ball in her court. And, I told her, maybe I've seen you rock the stage in Arrowhead. You might have to come see me rock a stage in Arrowhead and see which one's a little more lit. So we'll see what happens in the near future.
Dog. Travis! Hey!
All right now.
All right now!
So, you glean anything at all reading between the tea leaves?
I mean, I think it definitely is true that they're hanging out. I kind of think Travis likes the attention and maybe is, I don't know. I would like to hear from Taylor. She's not going to speak out about it.
That's right. That's not.
But,
she speaks out in the form of her music.
Yeah. So we will see if there's a little football player in one of her next songs.
Yeah. The by the way, so the Messenger reporting that who were the first to break, I guess, the rumor news that the two were hanging out. So they say that they have hung out twice and are seeing where things go. Taylor apparently finds him very charming so far.
Well, also in Taylor Swift news, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie is now tracking a massive $75 to $100 million box office opening. Again, it hasn't hit the box office just yet. It's coming out on October 13th was when it's launching in the theaters.
So are we going to go see this?
I think I'm going to have to.
Okay.
I probably won't go opening day, but...
Yeah, well, it depends what kind of theater experience you want. Do you want the IMAX or do you want just the regular digital version? I did look on the AMC app, I want to say it was last week, and there are several more IMAX options available now on opening weekend. I think, by and large, they're pretty close to selling out right now, but it definitely made me happy that it wasn't just like the one or two of them on opening weekend, so they have expanded the options there over at the IMC Bayou Bayou Theater there. So... I will, if Levi is like, look, I could care less about Taylor Swift. I will offer, maybe we could contact AMC and be like, look, Joe and Gracie, obviously, that's all you got to say.
Yeah.
So we want to like rent out a theater for us and then our listeners. I mean, we may be the only people that show up, but, I think it would be fun. I don't know if that's going to be able to work out, especially for that particular
film.
We're
doing it for our resume for the, Nashville Reporter.
That's right.
I'm kidding. 4:50 right now. We'll get a quick break and come back with some more wacky and weird stuff right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. We are informative, local, and dependable. 4:53 the time, just a minute away from final check of the roads and weather this hour before we get to our Channel 3 update here at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, Powerball back up here to, I don't know if historic levels would be appropriate yet, but it's getting inching closer and closer to $1 billion. So $725 million now. The drawing, that'll be Saturday, 10 o'clock Central Time. The cash option, a little over $345 million. So kind of back in that realm where we're tracking this thing and seeing how high we can get it. When was the last, early last month or maybe like late July? I feel like it's been about, I don't know, it's been about a month or two.
Yeah, I think it was maybe late July, but it was like up to the bill.
Yeah, it was over $1 billion. Yeah. I think it was close to like 1.5 or something like that. So still a little ways to go there. But I know the last one, it was like one of the top two or three Powerball drawings ever. So interesting there. Wacky and weird headlines, including straight BS from a straight POS. Mm. Wait till you hear about this guy right after traffic and weather.
Well, we do have some slowdowns. That's going to be in the eastbound direction on I-10. Right near Pine Forest. That is due to a disabled vehicle over to the side. So just keep that in mind, that is slowing things down. It is right at the Pine Forest exit. So keep that in mind if you're heading in that direction, again, eastbound into Pensacola. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. We do have some slowdowns on Highway 90. That's going to be just a small patch in between Pensacola and Pace on the causeway. So just expect some slowdowns there. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line, 850. 562-6611. This traffic and weather report brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, don't get caught off the grid if a hurricane hits, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is serving Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. Taking a look at weather, we're going to have an awesome weekend, an awesome Friday weather-wise. Today, we had a really great day. We do have some rain, though, just some scattered storms all throughout our area. So if it is raining where you currently are, like we have some rain throughout Beulah, Ferry Pass, Molino, getting some light rain, some heavy rain throughout Crestview, going to be making its way to the coast pretty soon. So just keep that in mind that we do have some slowdowns, but they're moving out of the, or excuse me, we do have some rain, but it's moving out of the area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, Gracie, get a load of this guy.
Oof.
An amateur poker player who lied about having terminal cancer to raise money, not for anything health-related, but he wanted to be in the World Series of Poker tournament, is coming clean, sort of. Rob Mercer raised more than $12,000, claimed that he had stage 4 colon cancer, didn't have long left. He says he made it up because he was embarrassed about what he may actually have. He thinks that he has breast cancer, which is undiagnosed. But here's the thing. He says he's not going to give the money back because he believes he's sick and the donations were made because he's sick. All right. Now, people who donated were notified by GoFundMe that they would be getting refunds. So apparently GoFundMe is just going to, you know, eat the cost themselves. I mean, it's $12,000, but still, he was eliminated from the tournament after just a few hours, essentially being banned from the poker community now.
Good.
But now look, I mean, if he's sick, obviously you don't want that. Hope he gets okay. But other than that, screw him.
Yeah, definitely sick. Maybe sick in the head, or maybe just doesn't have some, I don't know, moral standards, but yikes, that's definitely a weird one there. Opposite of good news. Also in Wacky and Weird, a scientist in Japan says AI can help to understand what the different chicken clucks mean. So with about 80% accuracy, not specific words, of course, but it's going to tell us the emotions that a chicken cluck has in each one, like hunger, fear, excitement. So
all right,
really great there.
I wish it would be like exact literal sentences.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this environment that you're keeping me in sucks. It needs to be better, but apparently not. Also, get a load of this lady in Michigan who had to be rescued by police after climbing inside of an outhouse toilet trying to get her Apple Watch back. It was big enough, apparently. She was able to lower herself in, but then she got stuck. She yelled for help, and somebody called police. First responders found her, quote, in the muck. For better or worse, she did manage to retrieve that disgusting Apple Watch. You know what? You could not pay me enough money to wear an Apple Watch. I mean, look, I like my Apple Watch, but it's what, $300? There's no way. Yeah. You'd have to pay me a lot more for me to wear a watch. No matter how many times I cleaned, sterilized, sanitized every other eyes that I've missed out there, there's no way I'm ever touching that watch ever again.
Yeah, I don't think I could even, like, even if I didn't get stuck, even think about retrieving anything. Like,
it's gone.
I think anything
it's,
valuable
it's gone.
Is
it's
gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yep. Not even reaching my hand in. 4:59 now, News Radio 92.3. Hey, congrats to Douglas Brewer of Santa Rosa Beach down the road in Walton County, winning $1 million in the Year for Life Spectacular Game, choosing a one-time lump sum option of $640,000. That ticket was bought at a Publix on Highway 98 West. So congratulations to him. A 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.